Blog Talk Radio.
It's showtime, folks!
I'm about ready to be done with it. Just my opinion, but let's go on.
All right. Well, you know how we do. You know, we got to keep the show going. We got to get the show going. Janine, what's happening, baby? What's going on with you?
Nothing, just tired. I had a long day.
Shit. Who haven't? This motherfucker has been, this day has been atrocious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I'm like, God damn, what they say, throw the whole day away.
Yes.
All right, Delifa, what's happening? You ain't pressing one, but I seen you on there.
Hey, everybody. Hello. How are you guys? It sounds like everybody's had a bad day.
Yeah, it's looking that way. It's looking that way. It's looking that way. Hey, but check this out, y'all. Hey, check this out. Anybody that's listening, y'all know what to do. First one, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want to talk? Cause I got somebody supposed to call in. I don't know if they're gonna call in or not. But nah, I'm just gonna throw the question out there because I was curious about it. Now, ladies, you find out that your girl, your road dog, the motherfucker you're riding with, your ride or die, that's your bitch, as y'all say. I'm just saying as y'all say. Don't want nobody to think I'm calling nobody no bitches. But we like those two. But come to find out that she not sure if your man is her baby daddy.
Well,
and then once again, you're right or die. No, no, you understand.
I don't understand.
Wait
a minute. This is the friend got a new boyfriend
because. Bottom line, let's put it like this. The bottom line is, she fucking your ride or die fucking with your dude.
Okay, but when did this happen? Like, and why am I just now finding out about it?
That's what I said. So is this a current baby, or is this a baby that she already had?
And I'm just now starting to date him.
She didn't have the baby. But,
You
know what I'm saying? She been fucking with niggas, but she been fucking with your nigga, too.
Okay, so she my friend, and basically she been fucking with my dude, and she got pregnant about him. Well, possibly
she
he's the
sure.
baby.
Okay,
she
ain't
possibly
sure.
he's the baby.
Yeah, possibly.
She ain't no longer the bitch.
She ain't no longer no friend. And second of all,
all time, she getting her ass beat. And him, too.
And second of all, I don't even need the test results.
You'll need the test results. Wait a minute. Come on. I'll let me on that one. What you mean you'll need the test results?
I don't need no DNA test for that one. There ain't no need for me to wait on it.
But, well, okay. Okay. Let me. Because what you saying is shit. Regardless to whether it is or not, shit, she fucked your dude.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. Exactly. I feel you. But now she say, D, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up? Hello. What's going down?
Same old. Trying to bite this tooth, but you know, I feel I'm going to call it in tonight.
You were supposed to get that handled on Wednesday. What the hell?
I did get a handle, but it's so bad that I got to go to the oral surgeon and have it done, like, surgically removed.
Ah, that's the best. You're going to be high as hell. You ain't going to know nothing all day.
Man, I got to wait to the 8th, though. They ain't got no appointments to the 8th, so I'm crazy right now.
Nah, that's that bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. All right, exactly.
Well. Well, D, I hope you can just hang with us for a hot second. I know that, if that tooth hurt, I understand. But, all right, now, D, check this out. Your ride or die, your ace boom coon, your girl. You know what I'm saying? It's your motherfucking roadie. But now, she come to you and she tell you. Well, now, matter of fact, she ain't even come to you and tell you. A third party came to you and told you. Man, look here. You ride or die. She ain't sure if that's your motherfucker. Your man. She not sure if that's her baby daddy or not.
So you asking me what?
I guess the question is, because you really don't know, because, you ain't got no proof other than what the third party said. You ain't really got no proof. You ain't got no proof, nah.
So this
what do you do?
Okay, the nigga I'm fucking with is somebody she used to fuck. See, this is my problem, because, see, anybody I know done fucked, I'm not fucking with them.
Well, man, CD, you didn't twist the whole thing around. That ain't what I said.
No, you did. Yeah, you did. Because if you're saying that my ride or die don't know if the nigga I'm messing with is her baby daddy.
No, D.
She didn't care.
No, D. You heard it from a third party. D, listen. You heard it from a third party. You're not, I mean, she didn't come tell you. He didn't come tell you. You heard it from a third party.
Okay. Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if this is my ride or die, I don't care what I would hear from a third party, because I'm going to know who she fuck with and who her baby daddy is, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, what they trying to say is she fucking with your band.
She didn't find out she had a baby,
and she not sure if it's his or not. But neither one of them told you.
Okay.
You didn't heard this from somebody else that told you that
he
that
didn't
might be
that in the
his
beginning,
child.
Though.
Nah, he didn't change it up on us, but you know,
he changed it up on us.
No, I didn't change it. Hold on, y'all. I didn't change it. All I said, y'all motherfuckers is like, I don't need no DNA. The bitch kicked out the clique anyway.
Number one, if it is any doubt in my mind that she fuck with my nigga, like both of these motherfuckers did. Like, I mean, what? I mean, she crossed the line, and then he gonna cross. Oh, hell no. Nah. Like, I'm gonna get a charge.
All bullshit aside. Now, you hear that this motherfucker, the third party done told you. Janine, is you listening?
Yeah, because you didn't say third party before. You just said we found out. One of them told us.
I'm sorry that I didn't say that, because it was just so funny to hear your response from the beginning. But now, a third party come tell you.
Okay.
She don't know if that's your man's baby or not. Now, like I said, it didn't get back to you, and it hasn't never got back to you.
Mhm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mhm.
I ain't even saying y'all doing no threesomes or nothing. I'm just saying it just never got back to you. I mean, you've never seen it.
Okay.
In your mind, like, shit, nah, that ain't happening. I mean, do you confront them? What do you do? Now, before everybody gets to speak at once, I'm going to start with you, Janine.
All of us going to sit down and have a discussion together, because I need to see expressions and reactions face to face.
Okay, so you're just going to go by expressions and reactions.
I'm going to see how they react. Yeah, and what's
saying? Right, so okay, all right, which is understandable.
I'm just gonna ask the question. I ain't gonna, you know, go off on nobody. I'm gonna ask the question.
Right, and so now you like, okay, I mean, now let me ask you. Okay, with that being said, which was a good answer, but now, me being me, I'm like, man, who the fuck told you this? Now, is you gonna tell me who told you?
Yeah, I tell you.
Okay. Now, I'm like, all right. This bitch lying.
But if you're going to take a test, if she put you on there to take a test, then we done. Because, therefore, that means if both of y'all come back to me and say, no, that ain't happening, he ain't the daddy, but she still filed for you for child support or something, and you got to take a DNA test, then evidently she said you was a possibility. So somebody
wait a minute. Now, see that you could do a curveball in there.
I didn't do a curveball. That is not a curveball.
She said shit. She's sitting right across from you. Both of us are sitting across from you, and we both like,
yes.
No, nah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Y'all both say no. Okay, that's fine.
Right. So
She go and try to take him to court to say he might be the father, and I find out about it, we done. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's understandable. But now, and we all know, come on now, let's be realistic, we all know that motherfuckers done walked around here 20, 30 years before a motherfucker even said that might be his kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she just never opened her mouth. She never said yay or nay. She never said, you know what, she stuck to it. She stuck to that this ain't his kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by some strange twist of fate, are you going to constantly look at this kid like, do he look like him?
I mean, if the child start looking like him, I might just go get a DNA test myself.
I was getting ready to say, you can buy a DNA test.
You can buy a DNA kit.
Buy the mouth because I didn't get it for my grand. Okay.
You know, we got our DNA. We got our DNA all day. So we got our DNA. And then, you know, I was like, girl, let me watch the baby. I don't want to take him somewhere with the other kids or something.
Right.
Can I ask you a question?
Man, if you swallow my baby.
Can I ask y'all a question? Let me ask y'all a question. How do you think that's going to make me feel if you secretly get a DNA test done on a baby that ain't yours, but you comparing that baby with my DNA?
If the baby not yours, you wouldn't find out. You wouldn't find out if the baby not yours.
But if I told you the baby wasn't mine, that should be good enough.
Hell no.
I said if the baby is looking like you. I said if the baby is starting to look just like you, and I'm thinking in my head, okay, that baby looks just like him. And I'm having
But now, Jadine, now you do know, just like in Jadine, Delightful, D., y'all know y'all minds can play tricks on y'all at times.
Mm-hmm.
They can.
Right, the baby look like me because you want the baby to look like me.
Right. Let's be 100 with it. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now. Let's keep it 100. I done been in situations like that where motherfucker like, oh, that baby look just like you. That's your fucking baby. And I'm like, man, this is not. And I'm knowing there's no way on God's green earth this is my baby. But you constantly tell me.
Y'all
minute,
funny,
on.
Though.
Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Hello, caller. Thomas, that you calling in twice? Thomas?
Hmm?
Is that you? We're going to mute him.
Well, yeah, right, evidently he's having difficulties.
Right.
But I don't even think the baby had to look like you or started to look like you. I think me, I don't know. I probably would have did a motherfucker anyway. I ain't gonna even lie.
Regardless.
Somebody told me whatever, I'm getting a DNA test. Fuck what you talking about.
Right, you know, all that CVS.
Now, Tom did bring up a good point. Now, if I told you that wasn't my baby, I didn't do the shit, that wasn't my baby, you know what I'm saying, and you didn't just fucked around and took this DNA test, and you found out. Now, let's just say, by some strange reason, I found out that you did it. Man, don't I got the right to just be so fucking mad at you?
I
would have
told you.
You don't give a fuck.
After I did it, I would have told you.
Yeah. Check this out. I got a doubt. I don't know the fuck y'all been doing. It's doubt. Let's take this DNA test. We gonna do it the easy way. We gonna do it the hard way. You say no, then I know you lying.
You know I'm lying. I shouldn't have to take no motherfucking DNA test. If I told you I didn't do it, I didn't do it.
But if I say, let's take a DNA test to make me feel better.
I don't fuck what you said.
Okay, well, guess what? It come back.
I'm not the father. So should I still respect you as a woman?
What?
Drop to your knees and I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right. Yes. Shit. You know that. You do know. I mean, not. Okay. All bullshit aside, let's all throw the tough shit out the window. Let's all throw this tough shit out the window because you doing this shit because you love this motherfucker. So let's throw this tough shit out the window. Let's get that.
This ain't your baby, and it ain't gonna be no problem.
You said what?
With that. If you love me, you're going to reassure me that this ain't your baby. You're going to take that test because it's going to be negative. But if you got a problem with taking that test, then I'm going to have a problem with you because...
All right, so hold on. That's just like if a motherfucker... If a motherfucker, we in the streets, and if a motherfucker say, well, damn, man, dude, bird on the street, that shit. You know, your girl... That ain't your baby. And I come to you like, shit, nigga, hey, what's happening? I'm hearing this ain't my baby. But now you reassuring me.
That's taking DNA test to reassure me.
Nah, come on, man. Let's keep it real. You see, that's the thing about these people. Everybody don't do
that. I'm going to be offended, but I ain't got no problem taking no test. I would be highly offended if you came to me like that.
Now, I come to you and say, oh, bitch, that ain't, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, you was fucking this motherfucker. That's his baby. Nah.
And I'm going to say.
You like, all right, well, I'm going to take the blood test, and I'm going to prove to you. Man, come on. You not finna keep no relationship going with me after that.
That's not really true.
Well, I've done it, so, you know, because I knew, you know, especially back in the day, yeah, if I knew I was cheating, I was cheating. Yes, you might be right.
I cannot stand you right now.
Janae, I admire you for your honesty, but now, I mean, on some real shit, though, if you knew, like, all right, man, I know this is this dude's baby. I done sat here. I done stuck this out with you. I mean, I've been here with you heart, body, and soul. And this thing, like, man, this ain't my baby. Well, I don't know if this is my baby.
You know, I would be upset, but I would do it. I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it. I would. I would take the test to prove it to you.
Right.
Okay, now, and you take the test,
and
you
gonna pay for it.
And you
prove
it.
All
right, motherfucker, this your baby. Now, I mean, we finna be happily ever after. Because, I mean, now before anybody say anything, I mean, here's like, okay, I'm praying about this dude. This my dude. And this dude not even claiming my fucking child.
That goes on every day.
Yeah. Been there, done that.
It depends on how you feel about the person. If you love the person, you didn't prove the baby is yours, then we should be able to move forward and move past this.
You can do that, but that is always going to linger in the back of your head. It's always going to be there.
No, I'm saying I didn't took the test. I didn't prove that the baby was his.
It don't matter, though. He questioned your loyalty, your trust. That's always going to be there.
That is so true. That's a very true statement. It's always going to be there.
You can get past it and you can work through it, and hopefully one day you can grow past it. It does not mean it's going to fade away. It's going to always be there.
I agree with that. Just like if I
and same thing applies for the actual scenario. If the baby ain't his, now he's always going to question you. It's not gonna go away. Period. Point blank.
All right, Tommy, you can talk now.
I just want to make sure she's done, man.
You know.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I can't stand
y'all. I'm just saying, if I catch you cheating on me, whether we stay together or not, I ain't going to ever forget that. That shit's always going to be, it's going to always be on my mind. In the back of my mind.
Well, now, hold on, dog.
But that ain't the scenario.
Right, that ain't the scenario, dog. That's not the scenario.
I know it's not the scenario, but I'm saying, though.
Well, why
even if it comes to a baby, even if the baby is proven mine, that still means that you slept with somebody.
No, you heard it on the street. You don't know if she slept with her or not. You don't know if she slept with this dude or not. You just heard it on the street. It could have been a cousin or something that told you, but man, I heard she slept with such and such. But now the baby, and that's supposed to be his baby. But now the baby's yours. So you still gonna harp on that?
No. If I didn't see it, if I didn't actually catch you doing it, and the baby is mine, I'm not gonna trip on that.
Okay.
I mean,
Go ahead.
I mean, what I'm saying is that I don't think you heard the whole story because you was working, but. I mean, the whole thing is the hearsay thing. The hearsay thing is the thing that really gets you. I mean, because
okay,
it's like now you.
Let me ask you like this.
Now, does she have the right to leave you?
Well, hold on. Let me ask you like this. Okay, if you came to me and said, "Yo, man, I heard your girl. I heard that ain't your baby, man." If you came to me and told me that, and then I went back to her, she went and took a test, the baby came back mine, I'm going to question you.
Motherfucker, Bill Rob told.
I'm like, why the fuck you feeding me this bull? What's your ulterior motive?
Hey, man, Lil Rob told me. So I felt like as your boy, I should have told you.
You see, that
what
can
kind
go so many different ways, man.
That ain't credible.
Hey, Lil Rob in the hood, he knows shit.
Yeah, I
no. No, but this is what happens, though. This is what happens a lot because... You know what I'm saying? The situations get turned. But now, let's flip it. What if it was you? What if it wasn't yours? Now, I mean, you found out. I mean, shit. Ladies, y'all find out that baby is his. They take the DNA, and it is his.
See, that's a done deal.
Been in your face. She been in your face. She been telling you this nigga, oh, man, he ain't shit. And this. But you know what? Now, hold on. Here's the thing that, now, here's the flip side of this. This is the thing that, now, you have some women that's always telling you that your dude ain't shit, but then she studied the one fucking, I mean, you know, she fucking with him, but she always talking about how he a dog, he ain't shit, he ain't this. What if she that motherfucker that's constantly telling you, you got a good dude, you need to keep him. You got a good dude. Why is you tripping, girl? You got a good dude, but the whole time she fucking him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a rarity. Ladies. Well, everybody's sitting back like, I'm finna kill this bitch. We gotta, it's just a hypothetical scenario. Hey, nobody gotta get quiet if you get, stop sharpening your motherfucking knife and ask the question. Janine, put your knife down.
I ain't got no knife. I mean, cause I'm
I know,
just gonna
I know, Janine.
You know what?
I, I know Jadine. She's not the gun type. She's the type that she wanna gut you like a fish.
I get up close and personal. I'm gonna look you dead in your face.
See, that's what I'm saying.
In your face. I don't need to shoot you from far away. I'll stab you right in front of you while I'm looking at you in your ass. But what I'm saying is, I don't got time for all that. I feel like we are grown people. And if this woman, this is how I feel, and I mean, I truly feel like this. If this woman, and I'm not saying I'm not going to be upset or nothing like that, but if this woman got my man, I give her props. You did what you needed to do to take him from me. There you go. You can have him. Because evidently, you wasn't for me. Because if a woman could just easily come in and take your man from you, then you not for me.
Why I got to be so easy?
I ain't saying it got to be easy. I ain't saying I'm not going to be upset. But evidently, you wasn't fighting for, you know, as my man, you wasn't fighting for our relationship. You said you already said fuck me.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Now I'm supposed to show all my emotions and show I'm so upset and that this woman did this to me and y'all did this to me. For what? You knew what you was doing. You was grown. You was a grown man, just like I'm a grown woman, she a grown woman. Everybody made choices. You knew what you was doing. You knew what you was doing was going to hurt me, and you didn't care.
Well, what are
you
doing?
You did it anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying I'm cheating. I'm just going by the scenario. I don't know if I'm cheating or not. The scenario said this is what I found out. Now, if I'm cheating, then yeah, you had the right to leave me. But
I'm not saying you're cheating.
Okay.
I'm saying you should, why don't you look at yourself? If a woman is able to take your man, shouldn't that woman look at herself and figure out what she did?
Not all the time, but maybe your man just ain't shit.
Okay,
right.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. One second. Look here. I got this scenario from my cousin, Tisa. Tisa, if you on the line, press 1 and open your goddamn mouth because you the one told me to let this goddamn story be told. And if you sit here listening, press 1 and I will bring you, your sisters and everybody else, I will bring you in. Now, go ahead and finish what you had to say today.
No, because neither one of us are perfect. I'm not going to sit here and say I was the best thing and everything for him. I might have made mistakes. I might not have did everything he needed me to do. I don't know. But evidently, that means I wasn't giving enough for him. You know, I wasn't enough.
That's all I'm saying.
Because sometimes people give all that they can give, and they can't give no more. That's it. You know what I'm saying? So evidently, that wasn't enough for you. So she took
all
you.
All I'm saying
you, you know,
is
you gotta go ahead.
You got to look at yourself.
Okay, well, y'all, sometimes y'all just do it just because sometimes women doing all they can for you. Because if the woman doing everything for you, there's a lot of women that do everything for you and that's there for you and they try their best because you're not perfect either. You're not perfect. You can't expect her to be perfect. So what I'm saying
is if they giving you
everything that they can give you and you just saying, well, fuck her, I'm going to just do this anyway because I don't know. You can have your own reasons. Hell, maybe she don't wear her hair the way you want her to wear her hair, some shit. Hell, I don't know. Some men have reasons why they do shit. It ain't always because the woman ain't doing shit. Ain't doing nothing for the man.
See, you twisting it. I'm not saying the woman's not doing everything. Let me finish, woman.
You keep saying look in the mirror. Look in the mirror for what? Why can't you look in the mirror too?
I'm saying take the blame too. You can't just all put it on the man. You got to take some of that blame, too.
Hell, you might not have been doing everything for me, but that don't mean I'm going to go cheat.
Exactly.
And that's fine. That is fine.
Okay, well, that
but
ain't
all
fine
I'm saying
for me.
Is when a listen, when a relationship go bad, it's not just
mm-hmm.
one person.
I
it's
just
both people. That's a two-way street. So if your man is cheating on you, then you need to look at yourself too. You got to look at him for doing the fuck shit that he just
no,
did.
No, I shouldn't, because if I wasn't doing what he needed me to do, then he should have left me. He did not have to cheat on me. He could have just said, you know what, we're not working out. We don't need to be together. We fight all the time, whatever your reason. But y'all don't do that. Y'all don't be honest
oh,
with
Lord.
Us.
Whoa,
and
whoa,
just,
whoa,
and
whoa,
just come
whoa,
to
whoa,
us
hold
and say,
on, hold on, hold on, hold on, man.
A lot
hold
of
on, calm your ass down. God damn, you didn't just.
I'm just saying.
I know you just saying, but you didn't get
mm-hmm.
real loud. Lady,
okay.
Get back to your sexy voice. Let me bring my Billy in here. Let's bring it down.
But he always somebody that's too. It's always just because somebody cheat don't mean it's the other person's fault. How's your fault? You
okay,
cheating?
You know what? Y'all took. You know what? Hold on. Y'all took the whole motherfucker and y'all done made this a whole male versus female thing. And that wasn't the question at hand.
Father's
no,
was
I was
misconstrued. Y'all got to stop making
this
always a male versus female. Let's make this a situation with people. Whether it's male or female. Y'all keep making this male versus female. This is getting, I mean, we do this every week.
Can I ask
a
question related to the scenario? Slightly flipped.
Yes, you can. Hold on for a second,
thank
please.
You
can ask your question. You can ask your question, but let me ask this. Why is it always me?
Oh, my God.
Because you always act like it's somebody else's fault. I mean, you always act like, if the male did it, it's because
just blame the black
something.
Man, day, right? Blame
no,
the black man.
No, you always say that. Well, if I'm cheating, it's because you. No, if you don't want to be somewhere, bye. I ain't in the business to keep nobody.
Okay, that's not what I said.
No, what?
I said liquor store. Lord have mercy. Delightful. I'm sorry. I said liquor
hold
store.
Hold on, y'all.
Lord,
we gonna do this like this. We finna go to some little spoken words. We gonna have some little fun tonight. We gonna go to spoken words and we be
really
right
before my question. Well, damn.
Yes, before your question, we gonna calm this down. Everybody, relax.
How would guys have a sex with me be? Well, let me sum it up by using these movies. My lovemaking will be sensuous as it's making you moan. I will have you feeling sexy like Nia Long in that movie Love Jones. Or I could be raunchy while giving you my all, like Billy Bob Thornton when he fucked Hadley in Monsters Ball. Even if we're fighting, you still gonna remember this D. Remember in Belly how DMX was fucking Keisha? Yeah, that'd be me. Even if you don't like me and I'm the one that you can't stand, you'll still wake up next to me like old girl did Terrence Howard in that movie The Best Man. I'm gonna make love to you outside. Yeah, the neighbors would hear it. Have you land in the field like Allen did Jada in that movie Jason's Lyric. Speaking of Jada, you know us chocolate brothers are boss. Rub you down like ice, like Blair Underwood did her and set it off. I know arguments happen, and that's fine with me. Had your ass like Taraji and Baby Boy Sam. My Jody, my Jody, my Jody.
I got damn Father Time is good, boy. I got damn Father Time put this shit together. All right, now, let's get back. Now, everybody, let's get back to a calm mind state.
Hey, I'm calm. I just made a statement. Y'all took my words differently.
Okay, but
I was hoodwinked.
I guess that goddamn, the spoken words that do shit. Everybody just like, you know what? Fuck it.
No, seriously, I got a question. So if in fact, let's just say he did cheat. Let's say he did cheat, and let's say the baby's on the way. My question is, why didn't he come to me before someone else did? Because we want to talk about all this trust and loyalty and this, that, and other. So if he knew he was out there,
that's your guy,
and he knew it was could be a possibility that this was his baby, why not come to me first before it got back to me some other kind of way?
You just answered your own question. It's a possibility.
No, I didn't.
It's a possibility.
Because it's a possibility, you want...
Why would I tell you about something that might be true?
Why not?
What guy
you
would do
me?
That? No guy would do that. He gonna come in about what might be
y'all
true.
Y'all really just took the talk. You know what? Who winning in the playoffs? Because y'all just took this shit the whole nother way.
All right, let's change it up. Let me ask y'all this. We might as well not even talk about that.
No, dog. And I gotta say, you took it and you changed it, dog. You changed the whole scenario of this.
How did I change it?
You made it male versus female when we was just trying to just. It was a scenario.
How did I make it male versus female?
I mean, because you keep saying, well, dog, I'm gonna tell you, they got a valid point. If you keep talking about that. Everybody ain't got it right. Like, if the motherfucker did something wrong, motherfucker did something wrong. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you keep trying to throw it. Like, I mean, dog. My whole question from the beginning, the first question was, if a third party came in and said something. Not to say that this man was right or wrong, or the woman was right or wrong, or that the woman did it or she didn't. The third party. This is what we were aiming at. The third party. What do y'all put this third party person at?
The third party should be minding their business, number one. If I'm gonna ask, what is it any of your concern, and why is you all in my business? You know what I mean? And what do you got to gain from this? You know what I mean? Like, why are they even saying anything? What do they have? You know what I mean? What is their interest in this whole thing? You know what I mean? Like, why would they even say anything to you?
Let me ask this question, and I'm gonna ask all three of y'all. I'm gonna ask all three of the ladies. And you too, Tama. What makes a third person credible? Now, I'm going to start with you, Delightful. What makes a third party credible?
That they seen it with their own eyes.
Okay. So that.
They can prove it. Without a doubt, they can prove it.
Okay, so other than that, I mean, if she talking about where my girl said that he was there, that's not credible to you?
No.
Okay. Janine, what makes a third party or third person party credible?
If it was family and whose family it was, whether it was his or mine.
I'm gonna come back to that one because that's an interesting point. I'm gonna come back to that one. D, what makes the third person party credible?
Concrete evidence.
Concrete evidence. All right. So now I'm gonna come back to Janine on that one. You say it was the if it was Wait a minute, I don't want to, I don't want to say it wrong. So can you repeat what you said?
I said if it was family, and whose family was it? Was it mine or was it his?
Okay, so now, let's go with scenario number two. It was my family. How concrete is that?
You know, I tend to take, if, you know, whoever I'm with, I tend to take, if his family comes to tell me something about him, that kind of tells me something about him and his family.
Okay, I'm asking, what does that tell you about the family? If his family, like, all right, you know, he ain't shit.
Well, hold on for a second, man. Can I piggyback off of that right quick, dog?
Well, let her answer it first, brother. Let her answer it first.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when you coming in, when you with someone, his family is going to know him better than you. So you tend to believe what his family has to say. Now, of course, my family, they might have different reasons of why they don't like him or want me with him or something like that. So I'm not going to take that into consideration. But his family, sometimes we take that into consideration just because it's his family.
Okay,
and they
but
know
now, can
you
I,
better than us, especially you've been around this person for years.
Right, but now can I say one thing? What if those family members are jealous of him? I mean, what if he's the type that's like, he's his dedicated family member, but they're not as dedicated to him as he is to them? I mean, what if they're the jealous type? Like, okay, you know, this motherfucker, he had everything. Fuck him. Because that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, before you listen to that family member, would you look at that family member's relationship with him? Like, okay, like,
yeah, I mean,
you know, him and him, him and her and him or him and him don't get along. They ain't never got along. From my understanding, they don't get along. So,
well, of course, I wouldn't listen to somebody you don't get along with. I'm talking about somebody who is supposed to be close with you. I'm talking about that type of situation.
Okay,
your brother that you've been, y'all close, y'all have had a bond since y'all were born, y'all twins or something, and he come tell me, you don't need to be there.
Exactly. Now, with that being said,
now why would the brother do that?
Right, now, his motherfucker that's supposed to be close to me than anybody in the world.
Exactly.
And he came to you and told you, hey, man, he ain't shit. You would take him at face value?
No.
I didn't say I would take it at face value. I'm saying something is going on for somebody to do that. And even if it's a girl, it don't have to be a guy, because I know
they're trying to take you
from him, you know, and stuff like that. It could be a girl to do that. What's her scenario? She trying to take you too? And then you start to listen like, okay, is it just that person? Or is it multiple people telling you this?
Okay, I mean, let's just say I've been on the receiving end of where a motherfucker I felt like was like just the closest motherfucker in the world to me. You know what I'm saying? It's like, he ain't shit. But in the bottom line, it's just like, okay, you just feel like I act like the nigga that you fuck with, and you bitter right now. Long as you good, I'm great. But soon as you get fucked over, it's like, oh, you know what? Motherfuckers like him ain't shit. I mean, it does happen that way. You know, long as you good, long as the motherfucker good, oh, yeah, he my favorite cousin. I love him. Or he, that's my big brother. As soon as you get fucked over, you know what? Motherfuckers like him ain't shit. You know what? You need to leave motherfuckers like him alone. And if you ever notice, it's always talking about motherfuckers like him. They never say him. They never say, well, he doing this, he doing that. But you know what? Hey, motherfuckers like him, that's what they do.
All right, let me put this scenario out there. I'm going to ask all three of the ladies. Now, I'm going to go off with a scenario y'all just used. Okay, it's my brother. All right, Janine, you and my brother being cool, y'all went to school together. We all grew up on the same block. You and my brother's cool. My brother introduced us. Now, we started a relationship. My brother come to you and say, hey, he fucking up, he cheating on you, he doing this, he doing that, you need to quit fucking with him. Would you listen to him?
No, I will tell you what he said.
But he your boy.
I'm not necessarily going to say, oh, I'm about to leave, but I will tell you what he said, what he's saying. And then
I would ask him, but I would investigate.
I would want proof. That's what I was going to say, too. Then if he coming to me like that, then I'd be like, show me proof. Because if he's that serious, then he has to have proof.
But then what is his motive? I mean,
he wanted you.
His motive is they grew up together. They aces.
Yeah, okay.
He don't want to see her hurt. You know what I mean? They grew up together. They cool. They like that sister brother shit.
Right.
But he just happened to be
Hold on. Your bond with her is stronger than your bond with your brother?
No. I'm saying my brother introduced us. Because they real tight. So my brother introduced me and Janine. We got into a relationship.
Okay.
Now my brother's so tight with Janine, he don't want to see Janine get hurt, but he know I'm out here fucking up. So he goes tell her. He go and tell her.
Oh, instead of him coming to tell you, dude, you fucking up, he goes tell her.
He go tell her. Now I want to know from the lady.
Your brother bond is tighter with her than you.
Probably if you don't go tell her some shit about me. But I want to know what y'all believe my brother.
Can't be proven. It has to be proven. We're going to listen. We're going to take it into consideration and account.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to just go off your words.
Okay, now let me ask
y'all
this.
For their word.
I'm pretty sure all three of y'all got a really, really tight friend. I mean, y'all motherfucking ace. Now, being honest, how many times have you told your ace to prove some shit that they told you? You don't tell them that.
Quite a few.
You take what they say as face value. Because it's coming from them.
But here's the thing. It's not true, one. But here's the thing with that. Most women don't want another woman coming to them with anything about their man. So as your ace boom coon, they should know damn well not to come to you unless they can prove it. It's factual.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all
so if
that
your girl
tight,
came
they,
to you, if your girl came to you and say, girl, I saw that motherfucker at the club last night, and he was hugged up on this bitch with a wig. She had some fucked up ass shoes on. The bitch wasn't even matching.
It wouldn't have made it that far.
Hold on. Let me finish. What's the first thing y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna go?
If you let me answer, No, let me tell you. It wouldn't have made it till the next day. I would have got a screenshot or a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Look where,
a
this
picture.
Is where I'm at. Come this way. Like, it wouldn't have made it to that. It wouldn't have. I'm telling, immediately.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I believe the first thing you're going to do is get on the phone and call that motherfucker and be like, who was you at the club with yesterday? Who was you at the club with last night? Who was that bitch you was at the
but,
club with?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. You know, we don't have to do that because we already got the proof. It's already been there, and we're on our way to see it with our own eyes. It's not even going to be a phone call of, I seen him last night. I'm here right now. I'm trying to keep him here. I'm trying not to let him, like, it don't make it that far. Your ace long call, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they don't
want
us to the
same.
Now,
we got a new call.
Wait a minute,
we got to hold on, y'all. We got a new
call. Hello. You're all very funny.
Hello.
I was listening from the beginning, and it started off with saying if a third party told you. I don't listen to third parties. I don't care who it is, dad, mom, sister, brother, his mom,
I mean,
dad, sister, brother.
Whoa, hold on. You ain't even said your name yet. What's your name?
I thought I said my name. I'm sorry, Anita.
Okay.
I thought I said hello. I'm sorry. My name's Anita. And I just don't believe in third parties. The reason I don't believe in third parties is because of a lot of stuff you all were saying, a whole lot of stuff you all were saying. I agree with the ladies. There's a lot of stuff they were saying. You just don't go with the third party. A lot of people don't like your situation. A lot of people are jealous. There's a million reasons somebody could come to you and tell you something. And what she was saying about, you know, waiting to talk to him or the screenshot and all that kind of stuff, most women screenshot. If there's something happening, they're not going to come back and say, well, you know, I saw so-and-so. Because that's not enough. Give me some proof because you messed up my relationship when you do stupid stuff. And that's stupid stuff.
Can I ask you a question?
Ask me anything.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
So if your mom says she saw your boyfriend, whatever,
man,
you wouldn't believe your mom?
She can
Dude,
tell me
why
she
do you
saw
keep flipping
it?
Why do you keep changing
it? She don't know all of his family. That could have been his cousin. I'm all pissed off for something that I don't know nothing about.
No, I'm saying you say you don't believe anything a third party said. It doesn't matter who it is, your mom, your dad. It doesn't matter. That's what you said, correct?
You put everything under the pillow, and you wait. Women, most women wait. You don't jump on the first thing you hear. Because I saw somebody with somebody doesn't mean anything. You don't know if they just saw each other and you just happen to walk up on it. You don't know if that's a relative. You have no idea. You just ready to tell on him.
Okay, you know what? Okay, dog. Okay, let's use me and you. Let's use me and you. We use social media to sell a lot of our shit. That's a lot of Sin City merchandise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we or do we not?
Okay. Yes.
All right, so we're in a lot of people's inboxes. We're in a lot of people's, you know what I'm saying? We're in a lot of people. Basically, we are in a lot of people's inboxes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if, somebody that you fucking with and they auntie or they mother, like, time was just in my inbox. And you know that you was just, we trying to promote Sin City.
Right.
But she's like, he was in my inbox. I mean,
and
is her mother credible?
What am
like,
I supposed to be?
Wait a minute, hold on, dog. Is her mother credible? I mean, because she might not tell her what you posted in your inbox. She just said, oh, he was in my inbox last week.
And the first thing a woman is going to say is, let me see what he said. Because it's right there.
I mean, but that ain't what you're not listening to what they're saying, dog. They're telling you, like, a lot of women will just say some random shit.
Because that didn't even.
I mean, you brought up moms and everybody else, but I mean, anybody could bring up some random shit on you. I mean, because I will type in a heartbeat. Hey, beautiful, how you doing? Won't you go and check out this? Such as check out Sin City episode 1 or 2. But he was in there saying that I'm beautiful and is that another. You typed the word beautiful, but I mean, how did you mean it?
But I'm saying the average person is gonna say, well, let me see what they said.
That's a nosy person.
Right,
I can't agree with that. I've never been that nosy.
Right, I mean, if
that.
You sit there, I mean, but now you just
yeah,
said,
just...
If your mama said it, you going to take it as gold, right?
That you
if
said
my mother
that
came
that
and told
beautiful?
Me something, you damn right I am. Yes, I am.
Exactly.
No problem.
So, but,
I'm going to leave my mother.
Okay, so
but
well, that's just
anything.
Like if I texted your mother, hey, beautiful. Now, if I didn't know you, hey, beautiful, how you doing? Check out this Sin City episode. Now, I'm trying to appeal to the masses. But now you got that one friend is like, you know what? You got that one bit of ass friend is like, you know what? I'm just going, hey, he was in my inbox. Everybody, I mean, dog, everybody's not going to sit there and say, well, let me see what he said. It's like you said, motherfuckers going to take it at face value because this is my dog, this my homie, this my ace. She ain't lying to me or he ain't lying to me. I mean, okay, good. Now, hold on. Let me ask you. Janine, let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
You promote the Sin City brand.
Mm-hmm.
On various social sites, right?
Yeah.
And you promote and as far as we go, I've told her, hey, do what you got to do to promote it. I mean, if you got to tell this motherfucker, hey, sexy, this, that, and the other, promote it. But now that's just like a motherfucker come back to me and say, well, hey, dog, and this is just hypothetically speaking, but you know what I'm saying, if that motherfucker felt like, all right, well, him and Janine, they be on the show together, they talk this and that and the other, maybe they're in a relationship. All right, well, hey, man, she came to me like, hey, what's up, sexy? Don't you want to watch this site? Now, he ain't going to say that she said, do you want to watch this, you know, this webisode? Oh, man, she's calling me sexy shit. I'm going to go fuck her.
Everybody's
you know what I'm saying? But now, if this is my dog, like, let's just say if this is Mr. Charlie. Hey, man, shit. She got my shit on my way. Hey, sexy, what's happening? Am I supposed to just be like, all right, hey, you a wrong ass bitch? People got a lot of ways of twisting shit, dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Why everybody so quiet?
All I'm just trying to prove is that everything ain't what everybody says. You know that, and it's like at the end of the day, you got to know your mate. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got to know, okay, I'll tell anybody in a heartbeat. I'm flirtatious. Especially with this Sin City shit. If, yeah, hey, I'm going I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'm going to come to your house and fuck you. But, yeah, hey, beautiful, how you doing? Hey, why don't you come check out this episode of Sin City? Check these webisodes out. I appreciate the support, beautiful. Thank you. I will tell anybody that in a heartbeat. Because I do appreciate it. And, shit, if I think the little flirting will help you, will make you show your friends, shit, hell yeah, I'd do it. I think you just got to know your mate.
But what's going too far in regards to being flirtatious? So if this motherfucker say, let me see a pussy shot.
Oh, well, damn, yeah. But shit, if I show you the pussy, you going to watch the shit? No, you ain't got to do all that. No, you ain't got to show the pussy while she is it. Yeah, that goddamn. Nah, you ain't got to show the pussy while she is it. I mean, just watch it. Bitch, just watch it. Shit.
Y'all is out of control.
Now, I will tell y'all this. Nita, you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, now, y'all, for y'all that don't know, Nita, that's my family there. She called in from Virginia. Well, yeah, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's from Virginia.
No, I'm from Chicago. Don't tell me I'm from Virginia. You know I ain't from Virginia.
Well, I met you in Virginia. I'm sorry, shit. I'm in Virginia.
Where you at in Virginia?
Near Charlottesville.
Oh, okay. Down south a little bit. Okay.
Stay away from D. Nita. Stay away from D. Nita. Nita. If you ever, you ain't never listened to me none in our life. Listen to me now. Nah, I'll just fucking listen to me. She older than me. I can't tell her nothing. She older than me. But, nah, Nita, you've been knowing, I mean, you've been knowing me forever. I mean, you know, I mean, would you do that to me? Would you say, well, hearsay, like you heard something about me? I mean, well, you heard something about my girl. Would you come to me with it on some, well, I heard it from my girl, or would you get the whole proof before you say anything to me?
I'd have to have everything, because coming to you like that, I'm starting something. That's a starting something moment to me, because I only got a piece of something that probably came from the wrong person and then ended up, it probably ended up being said by the right person to me, but I still, that who they get it from. You know, if I don't do my investigating first, then I'm coming back and I'm hurting you or I'm hurting her.
All right, you creating tension.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's drama. And some people love it. Can't live without it.
Well, there you have it.
Why are you quiet? You asked the question.
You said what?
You asked the question. I answered.
I was waiting on you to finish. That's all.
I did finish.
Don't start no shit. We ain't kid. I ain't no kid no more now. God damn it. I told y'all. But you know, y'all ever noticed that anybody that get on the show that's related to me always talks to me like I'm this little kid?
That is not how I'm talking to you. I'm waiting on you to say something back to what I said. Man.
Well, yeah, there you go. I appreciate it.
I didn't get that.
Because you ain't number 21 now, shit. What is you talking about?
Hey, okay. We always got to play the jokes with the age, don't we? I'll take that, though. I'll take it all day long.
She just got on the show last year. She's just old enough to call in last year.
Don't hate on my longevity.
D, hey, D, where you at?
I'm right here.
When is the party? When is the party getting jumping off?
Never.
Wait a minute. Don't say never. I'm going to actually, I'm putting flyers out next.
okay. Nah, cause
she lying
because
she ain't even told me about it. She lying.
Now, D, I got people down there. See, Nita, how far y'all, what, I don't know what, okay, hold on, let me start this whole question over. D, where are you at?
I'm in West Virginia, but this is going to be in Virginia.
Where?
Okay, so now, Nita, how far are you away from her?
From the beach.
Hours. Oh, four hours.
Where are you from? How far are you from Virginia Beach?
4 hours.
And where are you exactly?
Staunton.
Yes,
it's just a lot of people don't know where Staunton is, so I always say Charlottesville. Or Harrisonburg.
Right, right.
I'm supposed to say Harrisonburg.
Harrisonburg. Well, okay. See, I'm in West Virginia, but I'm like on the line. I'm like right where Leesburg, Virginia is. You know where that's at?
Yeah.
Where Leesburg, Virginia is, Maryland, and D.C. I'm like on the line of all of it.
That's still about 4 hours.
Oh, okay. But I'm doing my party in the beach.
Yeah.
At the beach, not in the beach.
Okay, so what the hell is at the beach? What does at the beach mean?
It's Virginia Beach.
All right, Nita, how far is
Virginia? It's not like Indiana or Chicago. When you say the beach, you don't know which one you're talking about. When you say Virginia Beach, it's only one beach.
All right, and how far away from that is it from you?
4 hours.
4 hours.
Right, that still leaves like 4 hours.
It's still 4 hours.
Damn. All right. Well, as long as I'm in Virginia, I'm cool, right? As long as I'm in Virginia,
yeah.
I'm cool. I can get to the party.
You can get to the party.
Right.
I take Teresa up every year, so it's no problem.
All right. Well, see, that just goes to show you. I got people down there, so I can get to the party. So, shit.
You better
just let me know when the party is.
You
said what?
In a hotel 4 hours away.
You have to stay.
No, I'm shit. If I come, I'm shit. I'm getting a hotel. I'm not shit. You think I'm gonna go to a party and drive 4 hours back? Shit. Yeah. All right. What I'm saying is I can get to Virginia. I got people in Virginia.
Okay, but the party is Friday and Saturday. Friday is the meet and greet. Saturday is the party. Okay. It's a weekend.
And what dates are these? You know, can we get the exclusive beyond the flyer?
OMG.
She don't know yet.
No, I don't
know.
What you talking about? I do know. You talking about I don't know. Friday.
Oh, so you.
Huh? July the 20th and the 21st.
Ooh.
I told you that.
I like July.
Delightful.
You did not.
I did.
Oh, okay. You did tell me. Okay. My bad.
Don't even try.
My bad.
All right, well.
Damn.
I'm thinking that weekend is my baby sweet 16, so I can't miss that one. Oy. What'd they say? Oy.
You better work that out. We have a conversation after this.
Well, I can't miss my baby sweet 16, man. Come on, man. But we gonna work something out. But now, where everybody get quiet? Damn, time where you at, dog?
Man, bro.
I am. Y'all done pissed time off. Y'all done pissed him off for the night.
Janine. Yeah. Can I just... Okay, so... You know what? Never mind. I inbox you.
Okay.
Man. Fuck.
See, don't do that. That's rude. That's fucking rude. That is just straight out fucking rude. Don't do that.
All right, okay. Janine, you tried the Kegel beads.
The Kegel beads? No.
Yeah.
I don't think I've tried them.
Oh, well, okay. D, you tried the Kegel beads. Anybody tried the Kegel beads?
The Kegel
female
beads.
Wise.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Okay. So, have you tried the vibrating ones, though?
No, not the ones that, no, just the regular ones.
Oh.
The pink.
Wait a minute, I don't want to be the motherfucker to interrupt this conversation, but for the people that's all listening, what the hell is the Kegel beads? I mean, we got.
Treat you like you grown. You supposed to know what that is.
No,
okay,
but we got 100,000 people listening, and you know, you just can't say, hey, you tried the Kegel beads.
Okay,
you know,
for the people who don't know what the Kegel beads are, they're balls attached to a string that you insert into your vagina, and they are designed to strengthen your muscles. However, I wanted to buy some vibrating panties, but after reading the reviews on those, I opted for the vibrating Kegel beads with the remote control. So
right.
I was just curious to know, had anybody, you know, used, I kind of wanted to know what I was going to get myself into beforehand.
Oh, but the Kegel beads are bomb. I mean, they help.
I mean, I've used the regular ones, but I want to know what it's like with them vibrating and me not being in control of the vibrations. So I was kind of just trying to figure out what
okay,
I was getting
so
myself
now,
into.
Let me ask you this question. Like, do you got to be in a certain vicinity to use those, or can I can I be in Texas and you in Chicago?
Yeah.
Can I click that button and just You
okay.
Just hit it.
Okay, so for that answer, there is some that you can use from like statewide. There, you know, it's all Bluetooth enabled. You know, those cost a nice pretty penny. But the other ones, you have to be in, you know, within inside your home. You know, few feet.
Right.
So you know, you're in a club. You can, you know, zap her while she at the bar talking to a guy.
Right,
yeah.
Hey, bitch, come on home.
Oh, God.
You know what?
I mean, I'm just saying,
well,
like, you...
since no one has tried it, I'll report back next week.
Yes! Let me know, because I might need to get me some of them for somebody.
You might need to order them now, because they don't sell. They don't sell. You know, I'm all about
the
sales. I got you.
You already know. She my protege. I've been trying to tell her, but you can shut up.
I mean,
I
would love the ones that, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, okay, now D. D. Where you at, D?
I'm right.
No, I'm saying you in Virginia, right? Like, you know, I send you these beads and shit, and I'm like, all right, D, I'm going to put them in tonight. You know what I'm saying? I want you to keep them in tonight now.
Okay?
You know what, D? You know what? Never mind. I ain't going to talk to you, D. I keep forgetting you. You got a rule of the motherfucking thing. You know what? You got the wrong one. Ain't nobody scared of your motherfucking ass, shit. Shit, that's what's wrong with it. Everybody that you fuck with scared of you. Ain't nobody scared of you here. Shit, you gonna, so I tell you, lay your ass on your back. You gonna lay your ass on your back. Now, one more man, Marley at? Marley Ma, what's happening?
What's going on? What's going on, everybody?
This motherfucker thinks she ain't gonna lay on her back. Hey, that's what's the problem.
You tell D that I said, sit down, lay your ass on this back, on your back, take this hammering, and go about your business.
That ain't gonna happen, boo. That ain't gonna happen.
So wait a minute. Hold on. D. So you mean to tell me you don't? You refuse to lay on your back? You just like motherfucker be like, lay down.
You done. We done went through this. How many times we
got to
go through this? I'm not laying on my back, okay? It ain't happening.
I want your side.
I mean,
though,
I mean,
so I want
your
side.
Don't you?
I know
okay,
there
hold
are.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on, y'all.
Go ahead,
hold on.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Now, I'm going to go with Delightful, Janine, Nita, you ain't really got to answer this question because I really don't want to hear your answer.
you can't. That is rude. We have to know her answer. That is rude.
But that's family. I don't want to hear her answer.
We ain't got nothing
to
do
with that. You
should
have never said nothing. I might not have answered it. Now I'm
going to
answer it. Now go ahead.
Women don't like it on their back.
I do.
What? That's not what she said.
Thank you,
no,
boo-boo.
She don't. Her thing is you can't leave
don't.
Her. No. Nah, well, see, Nita's new to this. And see, this is, okay, Janine, can you explain this to Nita? Because it's just awkward for me to explain this to her.
Okay.
Well, I'm assuming D does because she wants to be the one in control. You know, she's the dominant. So... You know, she doesn't probably like it because she wants to be the one in control. I love it on my back, so.
Very relaxing.
Let me go ahead and mess you up right quick. I like every position.
Hey. I like Nita. She should call more often.
I know, right?
At this point right now, I don't.
Any position where the dick slides is fine with me.
Sounds like Nita's very flexible.
Hey.
All right, I ain't gonna piss y'all off tonight. I quit. You know, y'all get sensitive about y'all.
I understand she's
family.
Older than me, but at the same time, I'm still a grown ass man.
You approve it.
I am trying to prove. I let you on the show, didn't you? I didn't hang you up.
You let me on, dang. We found family, do you?
That's why you can't listen to them. See, that's why you don't listen to that third party shit.
Exactly.
This your cousin, Cass, or your sister?
Yeah, that's my cousin.
And you don't
Marley
you
had
quiet.
To
sit back in the cut.
Said something.
Right, you just
want to
sit on that. No, he'd be quick to cheat on me.
Oh, no, I can't do that. I thought some shit.
You already done cheated on me with D.
Oh, that's different, though.
He said
that's
different.
I'm trying to prove to D about being dominant. You know, not many dominant people want to.
I'm gonna put Marley up against her any day of the week. Marley gonna put her on her back.
I bet you Marley will. I promise you Marley will put you on your back.
As soon as you get the riding on top, you get the roll in your damn eyes,
Marley.
Back in your damn head.
Marley. Okay, well, hold on now. I mean, now we gonna put some money on it. We gonna put some money on it now. I'm Marley.
Bring him to the party. He's going to go back up there a different man fucking with me.
Now, shit, we can set this shit up like, this could be like fuck Don King promotion. This would be a CNC promotion. Because, shit, my man Father Townsend bagged everybody down, shit. Didn't nobody ever want to go. I mean, they did try to shit with every motherfucking sexual escapade possible. And nobody came up. So Father Simon won every one of them. Now, I'm going to put Marley on this motherfucker now. Marvin, you ready?
I'm ready.
Do we get to record this like y'all tried to do me with Mike? Is it one of them kind of things?
Yeah, hell yeah. It got to be recorded.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure it was fair because, you know, y'all hit me with that one. So I just want to make sure he got to go through the
whole and trust me, I know CNCityRadioShow.com is gone now, but we coming back. We're going to come back with a new one. So don't worry about it. I'm just saying, Marley, how much do I need to put down on you? Do I need to bet the house? I mean, or just...
You put down a hundred. Some
light work.
Put down a hundred.
Shit, who the fuck want to bet against me? Who want to bet against you? Janine, you a gambling motherfucker. You want to bet
against
me? You want to bet on your girl, D?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with D on this one. You talking about against Marley?
Nah.
I don't think Marley got no chance.
Marley
ain't even going to be able to get there first off. No, he can't call until 9:30.
I'm going to go
damn,
with
Marley,
Black Panther.
Damn,
man.
Damn.
Oh, she was trying to call
damn,
me.
Damn, Marley, they got a valid
saying.
Point on you on that one.
Now,
Marley, we should have put this bread down, bro. Nah. Everything funny games until we put this bread down now. We finna put $100 up on this, man. I don't like losing. I don't give a fuck if it's $5. I don't like losing.
Hey, if I don't come.
So now, I put this $100 down that you could put you could put D on her back.
On her back. Now she might not be conscious when she on her back, but she be on her back.
I mean, goddamn, Marley, we ain't trying to do no Bill Cosby type shit. We ain't trying to drop no bills in there.
Do you even sleep on your back?
Huh?
No.
Do you sleep on your back? No.
No, ma'am.
Girl, you got some issues. We gonna call somebody. We gonna life coach something.
Marley, so Marley, I it's safe to say this is no bet, man. Damn, Marley, I have faith in
you. He already said if. Did y'all catch that? If I come, y'all be missing key points.
If I don't,
fuck it. My motherfucking dog is up. Hey, my dog is 100 for 100. Big dog, Tama. Put
Tama
on the back.
Tama don't shave. We can't even.
Oh,
Tama,
yeah.
You putting her on the back.
Tama can't do what? What now?
No.
Tama coming.
Yeah, he can come, but he don't shave, so he can't come nowhere near me.
Oh, well, shit.
I'm going to come up in that motherfucker like Eddie Kane. Nice like this.
Tommy,
I wish.
Tommy, you got to let me shave you up. You got to get shaved up and play. You know I got that table service going.
Oh, shit.
Tommy, you taking the challenge, dog?
Yeah, I took the challenge, man. I ain't tripping.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. My nigga don't never back down. He ain't never back down from a motherfucking challenge.
As long as he shaves, he be all right.
I got him.
He be ready. It's just the fact you going to get put on your back. You going to get your back dirty.
Shit.
Man, my man saying dick so good, you gonna lay. I lay there.
Anyway.
Tama, we gonna hit the gym.
How does
she gonna
get
a fighter?
Can't put on her back. I don't understand that.
This is one time that me and you gotta agree with. I've never heard a motherfucker tell me I can't be on my back. I've never heard that, and I mean, shit. I gonna say I didn't do a good 30 years worth of fucking. At least, and I've never heard a motherfucker tell me, "No, I can't get on my back." Oh, you
it's a whole
get that back 30 today?
Nah, it's a whole nother ball game. It's what I say goes. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
I've run this shit over here. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be a victim of date rape.
Shit. Ain't gonna happen.
Not date rape.
Man, ain't
nobody.
Y'all
might
want to
put a PSA out on that one.
I'm gonna call you the whole night. I got to lay on my back.
Give you the keys and unhook them when I'm done, okay?
Oh, hold on. I'm asking. Your night consists a whole night of me laying on my back?
I didn't say you had to lay on your back. I just said I ain't laying on my back.
Well, damn, I mean, there's only so many positions we gonna do before you gotta get on your back.
That's bullshit.
I might want your feet on my shoulders.
I can put my feet on your shoulders, but you gonna be on your knees.
What?
Lord.
Motherfucker.
She done put you in the submissive position. Kneel.
Yeah,
she done told you to kneel.
She's
gonna rest her heel on your shoulder.
They all say that.
With her
flogger
in the other hand.
Do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
good.
Wait a minute now. I might be slow, but how the fuck she gonna put her feet on your chest without being on her back?
What?
It's called flexibility.
Easy.
All right, I'm back now.
I said the whole class is on.
Did he say he's back now?
I'm back.
Look, I took whole classes on how not to be in any type of submissive position, so it is not even happening.
Now, do your ass know kung fu or some shit? Because I'm going to put your ass in a damn submissive position. I'm gonna get
no,
your ass.
No, you're not. See, what you're trying to say is you're going to try to, like, manhandle me to do that? That's not going to work. Because I'm going to stun your ass.
Huh? Dee, who pinned you down? Somebody pinned you down and did something they weren't supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
No, actually, they didn't.
You said stop, and they did not stop.
No, actually, what it is I don't want to be in any position that's submissive to me because I don't like that. You understand what I'm saying? So what happens is guys try you. You know what I mean? So because guys try to try you, I know always how not to be put in that position. So it ain't going to work. But that's what most guys, they're like, oh, she a dom, so yeah, I'm going to just play along when we get in the bedroom. And then when they get in there, they think they're going to switch some shit, and it ain't happening. You know what I mean? But most people just go with the program because they, you know, they love it and, you know, they be like, really? Let me see what's up with this. You know, I might like this. But then you got them one or two that be trying to act like they want to take some control and try to think they're going to make me do some shit I don't want to do. Then I had to stun your ass and put your ass out. But anyway.
I can't stand her. She violent.
No, I'm never violent. We're not going to do anything that we haven't already agreed on. We're going to talk about it before.
No, I was not talking about bedroom shenanigans. I was talking unwillingly trying to get you to do something. You're violent.
Oh, yeah, that part I am. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I can be very violent. That's why I'm in